Well, I've got been sprung with a bit of a surprise. We've got just popped in to say hello. The Liberal member for Braddon, Felix Ellis, is now in the studio, and he's smiling very, very much so. You've got some good news, which is why you're smiling. But obviously, you travelled first of all via the Zeehan Highway. So, as we know this morning, that one lane is open. What was your experience driving up there this morning?
Yeah, good day, Skurvo. Great to be with you, mate. So I actually came down last night. Obviously, knowing there's a fair bit of weather around today, so I thought I was going to have to go via Strawn when we were planning it, but the contractors have done a fantastic job. So there's only one lane open there at the moment with some of the wild weather we got coming in. People just got to be careful. But
absolutely.
It's good to see a bit of progress going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. We could say it's about time. but unfortunately, I mean, the weather down here is so unpredictable. We've copped it a fair bit today, and people just need to be aware that not only is it virtually impossible to do work like this in heavy rain and hail that we've had, but also the safety side of things is paramount.
Oh, exactly. And seeing the amount of land that went down the side of the hill there and that digger, you think, oh, gee whiz, these guys are they really know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's had a bit of a problem with people driving, to the mines, and also for people who were transporting goods around the place. So a good effort there to get it done. They said bye today, but they actually got it through last night, which is fantastic. All right, now, you've got some details you want to share about the MMG Rosebery Mine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So there's been a little bit of an update. As we know, the process for building the tailings dam, it's really important for the future of the mine. It'll help secure its future for the next 20 years and beyond that. So what's happened is that the feds have ticked off on the next stage of the approvals for the mine. So what this is for Rosebery MMG to restart the preliminary works that they were doing there so that they could get everything tickety-boo for their other approvals. So that's stuff like a bit of geotechnical work, upgrading the road that's already there, and hopefully this will be, you know, as we say, the next step in the process. We're not likely to see trucks for a little while there,
right?
But that'll be up to the company. But the feds have come to the party on that, so it's good.
But we just need to highlight though that they're not entirely out of the woods with this yet. So just run us by just about what you know in relation to that.
Yeah, for sure. So so there's all sorts of approvals, and when it comes to the environmental space, there's all these acronyms: EPA, EPBC, all the EIS, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
But the simple story is, they've now got approval to do the preliminary works to get the next set of approvals. The next set of approvals, you know, we're talking some of the bigger things where they actually approve the tailings dam. If it meets all the stringent criteria that we have here in Tassie in Australia, because, you know, we do take the environment really seriously. These approvals here will allow them to get back on site and start doing some of the scoping work that they need to do if they are going to progress to the next stage.
Sure, yeah, that's good. Now, there were some protesters back here not long ago as well. Have you got some info about that too?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are a few perpetual irritants that go around. You know, we all know we've seen some of the Bob Brown Foundation people down here, and you know, we're almost kind of used to them, unfortunately. But we've got some updates in terms of what we're doing in the state parliament. We're looking to reintroduce our workplace protection laws.
Right.
So this will essentially stop people going into workplaces, chaining themselves to equipment and all that sort of stuff that we've seen, unfortunately, in forestry, in mining, and, you know, potentially we might see in fish farming and agriculture and other productive industries. So what we want to do, you know, we're all for free speech and we're all for peaceful protests, but really there's a time and a place for it. And it's not when a bloke's trying to drive a digger or, you know, operate an excavator. It's, you know, on the lawns of Parliament House or out the front of my office or, you know, out the front of the mayor's office. Just do it in a place where, you know, you're not stopping people lawfully going about their day-to-day work and having a job.
Yeah. I think we'll be catching up with the general manager of MMG Rosebery next week, hopefully. We're trying to get him in to have a bit of a chat about it all as well, which is really good, because we haven't he probably hasn't had the opportunity to talk about stuff. So we're really looking forward to that next week, hopefully. So great to see you, Felix. Actually, we will talk about the footy. You've got your Crows hat beanie on.
Absolutely
fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, you were there, you witnessed it all, and being grown up here on the West Coast, you would totally understand what it means for the West Coast.
Yeah, look, so I can't claim that I grew up on the West Coast, but certainly worked down the West Coast.
Yes, as a plumber
No, that's okay. But it was an amazing day. I was just blown away by the quality of the guys. You know, that they just they really lifted.
They did.
Including the Rezzies as well. I remember when I was playing basketball down here a little bit, the great man Toby Lutwich said to me, "Do you want to come and play for the Crows?" And, you know, I said, "On the gravel oval?" And he said, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Mate, you've got rocks in your head." So, you know, my hat goes off to him. Got through another season on the gravel and to come home with the Chockies in the region.
Yeah,
it was
great.
It's just amazing. I reckon it's been party town for the last little while down here.
Yeah, it has. It's still going too. It's amazing. Actually, you ought to join me in the goals. You ought to be the other goal umpire up there. The red. How do you reckon you go at that?
Well, look, the problem is I'm probably a bit biased.
You are. Yeah, you would be, yeah. Mind you, I have to be, even though I've been a professional goal umpire for 23 years, there's that anybody who's a club umpire has that, you know, considered biased at any time. But I'm not that sort of umpire, but I can understand why. Probably you'd be in a worse position than I would, I think.
And can I say, Skurvo, you know, people like yourself that are, you know, volunteering to do the umpiring and just all the other stuff, you know, the people cooking the salves in the canteen. And,
yeah.
You know, those really amazing club people that just help, you know, little footy clubs to continue to go on and go to great things as well.
Absolutely. And it's the same with the Rosebery Toorak Football Club as well. Their team has been fantastic during the tough times. And let's not forget that they have struggled this year. Queenstown have obviously excelled and it's fantastic. But, you know, on the other side, you've got the Rosebery Toorak team who it was good. They wanted to make sure they were able to put up two teams every week, and they did that. But the volunteers and the whole committee and so on, they really stuck together and continued to provide that good service, and that's fantastic as well.
Yeah, big time. We want to see two teams on the West Coast.
Yes.
Firing on all cylinders, hopefully.
Absolutely. All right, mate. Well, great to see you down here. I'm sorry the weather's not that great for you. At least you'll be able to get in here on time.
Exactly.
Hopefully you'll be able to get back as well. So, look, thanks for chatting to us today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Gerber. Good on you, mate.
Good on you. That's the, of course, the local member for Braddon, Felix Ellis, joining us this morning, Liberal member for Braddon.